Today's recording is Lizchus in merit of Sivan Miriam Basara Asia Cohen, that the Leda should be Benakalu Kishur, that everything should go well and at the right time, with openly revealed good news very soon. Today is the Yurtzeit of the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Lev Yitzchak of Berdichev. And as everyone knows, and as is famous and known throughout all the worlds, that the holy Rabbi Lev Yitzchak of Berdichev was the defense attorney of the Jewish people. He was madly in love with every single Jew and was only able to always just see the good in every Jew, no matter what they might have looked like on the outside and the circumstances. He always was able to just see the good because he loved everyone so much. When you love someone that much, no matter what you're looking at, you're always just seeing the good of the person. And of course, that came from the fact that the Berdichev was madly in love with Hashem. He was a true lover of God, because those two loves of Jewish people and Hashem are really one. And there are many stories also told about how he was madly in love with Hashem. For instance, when the Berdichev would daven, he would pray Shemoneh Esrei, the Amida prayer. He would start at one side of the room, but he would always end up on another side of the room. He would start jumping and rolling on the floor sometimes in the middle of davening. They say that when he came into the sukkah, he never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in the best way possible, because he would get into such ecstatic excitement. He would start bouncing off the walls and schach would start falling down. The covering of the sukkah would start falling because he would keep hitting the walls from the somersaults he'd be doing and rolling on the floor out of the ecstasy he had for Hashem. So there's one particular story, the day of his Yurtzeit, I think we should reflect on. As we begin the year again, as we're entering again the regular mundane world after all the holidays, I think this story is a great way to go into the rest of the year. For it truly shows the extent of this love of Hashem that the Berdichev had. This passionate, passionate love, and I believe it has a message for us as well. You see, the holy Berdichev very much, for many years, wanted to spend the Shabbos with the Rebbe Baruch of Mezhbuzh. The Rebbe Baruch of Mezhbuzh was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement. And many saw the Rebbe Baruch Mezhbuzh as the ultimate successor of the Baal Shem Tov in his time. And the Berdichev wanted to spend a Shabbos with the Baal Shem Tov's grandson. But the problem was that the Rebbe Baruch of Mezhbuzh was the opposite of the Berdichev. He lived in a constant state of Yiras Hashem, of awe of God, and he was a very reserved, very regal, very composed, that would slowly serve Hashem with fear and awe and trepidation, and everyone in his sight would always be constantly quiet, not to disturb his deep, deep, intense inner attachment to the awe of Hashem. And Sir Baruch of Mezhbuzh didn't want the Berdichev to come for Shabbos, because he knew that the Berdichev would be jumping all over the place and screaming out of love of Hashem, and he didn't want the Berdichev to bother him and to cause a disturbance. But finally, one time, Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Berdichev told the Baruch of Mezhbuzh, he promised him that he would behave, that he would keep quiet, and he would make sure to follow the Mezhbuzh's way of serving Hashem for Shabbos with quiet and seriousness and austerity. And he promised that he would behave. So the Baruch of Mezhbuzh says, okay, so come for Shabbos. And many, many people came to see the Shabbos that these two great tzaddikim would spend together, and to see the Berdichev for a change be completely calm and composed. So came Friday night davening, and everyone was shocked to see that the Berdichev stood in one place, wasn't screaming the prayers, wasn't yelling, he was just standing there, cold and composed, deeply immersed in the prayer. And everyone was very impressed at the Berdichever's ability to control himself. And then came time for the Friday night meal, and was time for Kiddush. Now the Berdichever, usually when he would make Kiddush, he would be shuckling and jumping all over the place, and the wine would be flying, spilling all over the place, and he would have to have somebody fill his cup of wine like 20 times until he made Kiddush. But here the Berdichev said that he wasn't going to make Kiddush, he'll just listen to the Mezhbuzh's Kiddush and say Amen. And the Holy Rebbe Baruch Mezhbuzh was making Kiddush, and the Berdichev was just standing there. He was holding the table tightly, not moving, and he just answered Amen to the Kiddush of the Rebbe Baruch Mezhbuzh. Then it came time to go wash the hands, and again the Berdichev would usually get everything dirty, jumping all over with the excitement about the mitzvah to be able to wash one's hands. But again the Berdichev went and held himself composed, and so everyone was very happy. It seemed to be going very well. And all of a sudden came time for the fish, and the young waiter, the gabe, the shamash, whoever was serving the fish, that had the great honor to serve the fish to these two tzaddikim, He gave fish to the Mezbezur, and then it came time for the guest, the Berditchever, and he said, Rebbe, hast lieb fish? Now, in English, we say there's a difference between the word to like something and to love something. These mean two different things. But in Yiddish, just like in Hebrew, it's the same word. Like in Hebrew, you say, ata ohev dagim. Ohev is if you like it or you love it. Both types of intensity are included in the same word. And the same as in Yiddish, hast lieb fish? But that was too much for the Berditchever. He heard this young man say, do you love fish? And the Berditchever heard the word love about something other than God, and he jumped up and he started screaming, clapping, fish! Hatlib fish! Ichab lib nor the Eberster! Love fish! I only love Hashem! I only love Hashem! And that was enough to set him off. He started clapping and dancing. Ichab lib nor the Eberster! I only love Hashem! I only love Hashem! And he was dancing, and the whole table got turned upside down, and he smacked out the whole pan of fish out of this waiter's hands, and it went all over the talis of Reb Baruchel Mezbez. The Rebbe Reb Baruchel Mezbez was sitting with a talis by the meal Friday night, as many of the early Hasidic masters would, and all the fish went all over his talis, and the Berditchever just started jumping and screaming and crying, I only love the Eberster, I only love God, I only love God. And that was the last time that these two tzaddikim had the meal together. But the Holy Rebbe Reb Baruchel Mezbez refused to ever wash that talis, the talis that had the stains from the fish of the love of the Berditchever. He said, a talis that has stains from love of Hashem can't be washed, shouldn't be washed. And this holy talis was handed down for many generations from one Rebbe to another until there were many tzaddikim that those that got it would only wear it by Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, the talis stained with the love of the Berditchever, until finally it reached the holy Mincha Saluza, the Munkacher Rebbe, who saw what was about to happen, the destruction in Europe, and he asked to be buried in this talis that was stained with the love of Hashem of the holy Berditchever. So I was thinking, what does a story like this teach us on the day of his Yortzai to we who are so far from that level of having that type of passionate love for Hashem? So I realized that we might not be on that level to actually be feeling, experiencing that love. But the holy books teach, and we believe with a perfect faith, that our souls, our neshamas that we might not be conscious of, are loving God to that same extent that the Berditchever did. As the holy books say that all Jews' souls have that type of love of Hashem, we just might not be experiencing it consciously. And therefore, as we enter this year, and we go back into the regular mundane world, and there might be many things in the world that take us away from Hashem that might ask us, do we love these things? These things that might not be as innocuous as a piece of fish. And we might be tempted to answer, yes, we do love these things, but then we have to try to picture the holy Berditchever jumping up and screaming, fish, loving something other than Hashem, Merhab and Noralib, the Eberster, we all only love Hashem. All our neshamas really, really only love Hashem. And all loves that we could ever experience in this world are just garments of the love that we have of Hashem. And therefore, this story has to inspire us to tap into that truth, that love that we all really have inside. And over the year, may we many times jump up when we're tempted by other things and scream, Mehaben or Alib the Eberster, we only love Hashem.